This is Jason Gilman. It's the Friday, March 20th edition of
Kung Fu Apocalypse
Microblog. You know, it's been a while, but I broke down and I bought a Powerball ticket yesterday. I figure if I win, then I can say for sure that the world is coming to an end soon. With all the giveaways Congress has planned, money won't be worth that much anyhow, I suppose. America! As expected, California has declared martial law. Kinda. A stay-at-home order was issued to California residents. Unless, of course, you really, really, really need to get out. Even the mayor of Los Angeles was talking last night about how he'll be sending clerical workers out to patrol the streets to keep people indoors and home. The craziness notwithstanding, do they not have actual police? But our governor, of course, is hardly one to be upped, especially by a man. As you might know, Gretchen Whitmer has so far refused to rule out martial law. Wouldn't surprise us if she actually did the real thing. And our vertically challenged friend Dennis Lennox, writing yesterday in a Detroit News opinion piece, that one is probably needed, at least to cover her ass. He asks, will Whitmer or Attorney General Dana Nessel, who herself has threatened criminal charges against those who defy the state's orders, send the state police to close down the few churches that dare provide the means of grace to the faithful? Moreover, what steps have been taken to ensure that the local authorities don't overact and abuse their authority by reading the Riot Act? As of now, the state has refused to take this kind of draconian response off the table. Further, he asks, where are the civil libertarians, particularly the American Civil Liberties Union? If there were ever a time to affirm the rights and liberties of Michigan residents, it's now. You know, and I don't disagree with them. You know, it's I'm not advocating, of course, for martial law. Dennis continued, says if the pandemic is so serious, as the apolitical public health experts suggest, then a declaration of martial law may be in order. Otherwise, the exercise of the state's wide-ranging authority is eroding our constitutional rights, essentially. You think? You know, of course, we know that the only elected because of marijuana, Dana Nessel, is chomping at the bit to exercise her jackboot thuggery. Hey, what fun are prosecutorial tools if you can't use them, eh? And speaking of dope, you know, it's the weekend. It's not like you're going out or anything. Seems now might be the time to fully enjoy that musty afterburn of whatever crazy named jar-held fragrance. Oh yeah, and don't forget to stock up on the munchies. Have a great weekend, folks. God bless. We'll catch you tomorrow or Monday.